Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
If you want to be my friend, you would better go and get a pen. And maybe we can keep in touch.
Like when?
Like we did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago.
You know, That's nice. Haven't done Saga in so long.
We did it recently.
Saga? When? When did we do it recently?
You can't go twice.
When did we
Saga? I did it with the Sklars, and no one cared. We were doing Dumb People Town, and somebody said Saga, and I go, Saga. And I had to do it like 3 more times. I was like, oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah, that was a live one?
No, we were recording live. Everybody was alive. We recorded it.
That's the sign that the Sklars don't listen to our show. You're doing it, and they're like, what are you doing? And you're like, that's all I needed to know.
Do you listen to any of our friends' shows?
I don't listen to anything. I don't watch anything. I don't listen to anything. And it's not out of defiance.
You know what I do? I was like,
it's not because I don't
want
to.
I'll go in spurts. Like, I'll pick somebody's thing to be like, what are they up to over there?
Yeah.
And I'll listen to it.
I'll every now and then, I'll check out a special. It's not, there's no, it isn't that I don't do it to be a dick.
Sure.
I just don't watch or listen to a lot of things.
Dude, can I ask you a more important question?
Yes. I only want important questions. You're listening to Important Questions with Daniel and Rory.
Is Dolly Parton 72?
Is it 72?
Yes!
Or is it 71?
72.
Why did I think it was 71 for so long?
You're crazy.
I'm going to say she is older than 72.
How old? Is she 72?
She's not.
She's not.
We don't have
72?
To guess how old she is, but I'm saying she's not 72. Do you think she is?
I kind of do.
Alyssa?
Because hold on. What number do you think she is if she's not 72?
Here's the thing.
You can't go 74.
Here's what I want to put out there.
She's probably 68.
As this game, if you've listened to this show, you sort of understand where this game truly was born very organically. But I think we should
I've been
wanting
to ask you for so long.
Well, this is how I think how we should play the game. The game should be yes or no, are they? Find out the answer. And then say, what do you think they are? Don't find out the answer in terms of, well, no, there is this old. The answer is either yes or no. My guess is no.
They are not.
Dolly Parton is not 72. 72. Do you know?
Well, that's the safe.
Do you know or you're
curious? Taking the field.
That's what I do. I'm an athlete. Get me on the field.
I don't know.
Yeah, you might have snuck it.
Why would that would take away all the fun?
You seem to really kind of, I mean, I said no, and you seem to be very adamant that it's going to be a yes.
Doesn't she feel like she's 72?
I could see it. God, don't you love
Dolly
Parton?
She does not feel 74. Yes.
Wait, why? I didn't say she was 74.
I'm just saying she's obviously not 74.
You know, she's a tough one because in your mind, you know she's been around for a very long time.
But she could be 66.
But she has such a youthful spirit.
Right.
It throws you off.
I know.
Because you do know she's up there, but you're like, I actually don't know how up there.
Right.
Because she's so young. Like, Betty White also had such a youthful spirit.
Right.
that you were kind of like, oh, she's a tough one to... I mean, obviously, she was older, sure, rest in peace.
But she didn't seem God 99.
No, exactly.
Neither does Rose.
Exactly. Exactly. So then in your head, you're kind of like...
I know.
Is she... Is Betty White 70? And it's like, no, dude. Decades off.
Right.
But decades. She feels so young.
You're 3 decades off.
Are you saying yes?
I kind of want to.
You're saying yes. I'm saying no. That's the
deal.
But
then we don't guess her age, or we just find out if we're
we
right.
We will. We're going to guess her age next. Lissa, yes or no? She's 72.
Is Dolly Parton 72?
No.
Okay.
Fuck,
higher,
dude.
Higher or lower?
Turn it off.
Stop the show. This is our last episode. What?
I never.
And, just, and you're like, why do they upload the why do they
Spite.
Upload that Spite. Every Wednesday?
Spite.
Do you, all right, guess an age. You're
She's
up.
Not 72. She is.
She's 74.
No.
Do you
way.
Want to know why I think she's 74?
Why?
I think it's just in the air because you are Tonight. So certain that she's not that it's going to be one of those things where like she is 74 because you were so certain she wasn't. I'm going to go
Dolly
74.
Parton is 70 years old.
Dolly Parton is 76 years
oh!
old.
You're listening to Ages with Daniel and Rory. The whole, this is the 3.5 years of this guessing
76.
People's ages.
At one point I said she could be 66, which I still stand by.
I still stand. Now knowing what she is, I still stand by 66.
I will live on that hill.
Show me the birth certificate.
There.
Show me the birth certificate.
76.
That's incredible. Let's do one more. Who do you got?
You go.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I got a good one.
I sort of
don't
remember
who
ever
did
it before.
Done. I don't either, but
Wait,
who cares?
Say it, say it. Who
Danny Glover.
Danny. Okay, yeah. Yes.
But we probably yes. feel like we did Danny Glover.
I don't think we did. My instinct
also,
is that
it doesn't
definitely
matter
72.
If we did. It's almost like...
I'm almost going to say he turned 72 today.
If you go to a restaurant and you have no memory of being there... It is your first time eating there.
Yes.
It might as well be.
Yes.
So if we did Danny Glover, also, whatever he was
yeah,
whenever
we don't
we did
remember.
It,
yeah.
He's not that age now.
Yeah. Either
so
we got
what
it
if he's
72 right then,
now.
If we got it right then, we're going to get it wrong now.
But what if in 2018 he was 68 and now
it's time.
He is 72.
We should also do this game for almost even other ages with other people. Just be like,
are
you
they 36?
Think Ooh, I got it. I just thought of a good one too, but I bet I'm. I got a good one. I think I got.
I'm
a good
gonna let
one.
You decide how we could.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover is 72.
Yep. Yeah. We're both saying yes.
He's not.
Fuck. What do you think he is?
74.
70. I'm gonna go 74.
He's 75.
Oh.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close is 72.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a great one. Glenn Close is
I'm
going to
say no. God, it almost feels like rule of three this time would be a yes.
It is a 72.
She's 72. We both think.
But you're going yes?
We're both going yes.
She's not 72.
God, this is why we shouldn't have given Lissa a microphone.
Everything
yes. she says is negative.
Also, why can't you just
negative
lie,
all the
Lissa?
Time.
None of our listeners are going to look
negative.
These up. They're trusting us.
Also, when they listen to it, she might be.
Yeah, you don't know. You know what, Lissa? You don't know when people are
so
going to listen to this.
You need to start asking people, when are you listening?
Here's what I want to say to people in the past, knowing that today is the present. Mm-hmm. When is what? Hashtag when
That's
is
why
what?
They call
I
it
know,
a future.
Shanley, it's already a hashtag. But here's what I want to say. If you're listening to this in the past, look at when this dropped,
sure.
and now you decide if that was a long time ago. Now you go look it up, and you see if Dolly Parton and Danny Glover aged backwards to now be 72.
It's a circle anyway.
Glenn Close is
68 years
old. Well, she has
old.
To be 74. She Why? Has to be. Because we went 76, 75, 74.
Okay.
Has to be. She's 70.
Before I tell you,
yeah.
I have gotten confirmation from Shanley and Caitlin Bordini, our social media manager.
That's a lot of mic usage happening.
Yeah,
here.
A lot of time getting used here.
That is 71.
It is 71.
It is 71?
I thought it was 71. Which
well,
the sad thing
like
is,
we got two
we've
games,
still
and
gotten,
I've never been to this restaurant.
We've still got them all wrong. The best part is, this is a game that we thought of, and we don't remember it.
You know what, though? I'd rather be us.
Of course. Well, what is the difference between these two ages? They're like, the game is 72 or 71. I'm going to stick to, from now on, we will go 71 because I feel like that's, I think there's something about the odd number.
Fine.
Well, how old do you think Glenn Close is?
69.
She's 70.
She's 74.
No! No!
Whoa!
No! I said 74. Is that not crazy? We that just came crazy. Up with three random people, and they went 76, 75, 74.
I apologize to the camera.
No, you don't have to apologize to the camera. They've lived. If there's anyone watching and they're like, "What? I've never had hair in my
now,
mouth. That person's a lunatic.
Another moment when I wish I was on stage. And
how
now
many times
I'm living in that world of, did I get the hair?
Of course.
And I'm not 100% sure I did.
Yeah.
But I'm going to barrel through.
There's a bit that I used to do on stage where I said, this is what you look like when you're trying to see if there's a hair in your mouth discreetly. Without your hands or feeling around with your tongue.
And then somebody else talks for a while and you go, yeah.
Yeah, that joke was banned. I was banned from telling that joke.
Why?
It's too controversial.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm the comic who just dying to be controversial.
You want
to go? Let's go to the letters!
That was wonderful. Dude, what if we start like...
Can I just tell the fans out there, you're probably sitting here going, I bet these guys are sponsored by or endorsed by Liquid Death. But you do want to know the truth?
It's wild.
We're not. But Daniel and I love the environment. We love that this isn't plastic. We think this is a good product. You know, you probably could get on Twitter or Instagram and at Liquid Death and the two of us and just say, hey, these guys are respectful. Should you fucking advertise on their show? And let's just see if they do it. And if they don't, we all go back to plastic.
I love you, but you're crazy.
You're threatening people. You're threatening advertisers that we don't have.
I know.
Who's that's going? That's how you play the game.
Wait, so you want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, ready?
I am ready.
Handed to me on tour.
What show do you remember?
Oh my god.
It's all a blur.
It might be in here. I think it was Seattle.
Okay.
I think I got like three letters in Seattle. Also, envelope made.
Yeah, I appreciate
somebody else
that.
Is looking at this and you're going, look at these sons of bitches.
Look
they
at
do
them.
These shows.
Look at them.
And then they hang around. They have every right to leave and go to a buffet, but they hang around and give us a letter. Oh my god, it feels so good when somebody hands you.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the Northeast. Yeah. I don't know when this drops, but go to danielvankirk.com. We'll do that stuff later. Okay, ready? I like letters.
I like letters. I hope so. It's been 3.5 years.
Dear pen pals. Aww. This is written in pencil.
Peaceful.
Don't make me choose an order for your names. I love you both equally.
Just to be very clear, we have never made people choose.
No. They usually do it correctly.
They have decided.
Say my name. And then...
What is the percentage, do you think?
I bet it's about 50-50. 80-20. Saga. I want to start off by thanking you both for being a light in this world. Listening to the pod is like being with friends, and that is so valuable to me. I have two teenage kids. One is autistic and the other is transgender. When we were kids in the 80s and 90s, being different was incredibly hard. I think a lot about how different things are now for my kids. They both have tons of support from our church, their school, family, etc., and they are fully accepted for who they are. Seeing the love and acceptance in this generation of kids gives me so much hope for the world. What are the biggest differences you guys see between then and now? What do you miss from the 80s and 90s, and what were you glad to see go? Jenna. She signed it Jenna. Okay.
All right.
All right. Here's my thing. Don't. First off, we had that letter about like boys being affectionate to each other.
Yeah, yeah. Not that long ago.
Yeah. Right. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
But then this makes me think too. Like, do you know anything about autism? We know what autism is, but I mean, like, have you had any firsthand or personal experiences with a person who has autism?
Sure, I think several times. I'm sure we all have throughout our lives. I don't know to what
but
degree.
But not like day to day.
Sure, no.
In your life.
Not day to day.
I wondered, like, when we were kids, I feel like they just shuffled the autistic kids and, like, any other person who had. First of all, can I say to the camera, as I talk about autism, grant me grace. If there's language that I use, it is not because I'm like, this is funny to say this problematic word.
Right.
It's not that, right?
Yeah. Well, there are people that I think there is a. I just recently was reading about this or hearing about this that's saying some people prefer to say that you have autism as opposed to saying that you are autistic, as though that's like an overriding feature of who you are.
And then obviously you no longer say suffers from autism.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So then I was going to say when, and maybe this is a time for a friend to help a friend as best they can.
Mm hmm.
When you say what I was almost saying, they got shuffled into, I almost said like other children with learning disabilities, but I don't even know if that's the right thing.
I think
isn't it funny you and I go, what is it? Versus people we've known our entire lives and go, I ain't fucking learning.
And I ain't changing
shit.
It. I ain't changing it.
We've talked about this guy or person, man or woman, a lot. But it always drives me insane that, like, I'm just willing to go, tell me what you want me to say.
Yeah.
And we both were
literally
raised
like saying,
by
what
and
would
love
you like
people.
To be? What would you like to be? Who are you?
Right.
And just tell me. I have no dog in the fight
just
of what your
me.
Answer is.
But we both know people that
like
we've
imagine,
loved our whole lives that are like, I ain't fucking say it's a learning disability.
Yes.
Like,
imagine,
well, actually, I don't care.
Imagine someone denying to you, like if you said, if someone said, well, in terms of description or labels, if you said, well, I'm a straight white male. Imagine if someone goes, no, I'm not saying that. You would just go, I that's so confusing. And the younger you get, I mean, now you would go, all right, great. The younger you go, think about how like harmful and like hurtful that is for someone to go, this is who I am. Right. This is what I am.
Sure.
This is how I am. And
right.
someone going, hey, I have zero invested in this, but no, you're not. Like, think about how insane you have to be to not just accept things that don't come from any place of harm towards anyone, that you just go, I'd actually rather create harmful friction and not accept what you're telling me about yourself.
Right.
I'd rather tell you about you. Think about how egotistical you'd have to be to treat people like that. To me, it is so absurd. It truly comes from a place of
willful
stupidity,
ignorance.
Willful ignorance, hatred. It comes from those three places. And that person being like, no, I'm right in standing up for this. And they here's the thing. Here are the two key words that they like to hide it all under. Tradition and values. Right. They like to use those two words unaware that they're absolutely meaningless. Those are fake shields that you're hiding behind so that you don't have to accept in your soul that you're a hateful, ignorant, dumb person.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not because of values and tradition.
Right.
And you go, shut the fuck up. Just shut the
Agreed.
Fuck up. You
Agreed.
Are the problem.
Agreed.
We say it all the time. But those people, when you get to the core of it, those people are the problem.
That's why this letter made me feel good, because one of the places they highlight, which is commonly, sadly, I don't want it to be this way. Sadly, commonly. hashtag sadly, commonly.
Sadly.
Dealer's choice, Shanley.
Yeah.
Sadly, commonly associated with that sort of stuff is the church.
Yes.
And so I loved like reading this. It's our church, because you wonder, right?
It makes me feel good, too.
You wonder
knowing
to a
there's
person
that
who sees the big picture and values humans,
yes.
human life.
Yes.
An actual, like, oh, I'm pro-life. I really am happy about life.
Actually,
like,
yeah.
The whole time.
Yes.
But not just
the
three
whole
trimesters.
Time.
The whole life. I'm right. way into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
I saw
yeah.
a car recently. It said pro-life, pro-gun, something else. And I was like, yes, guns can be definitely used for sport. But just, I think, in the context of which you're using
exactly,
these things,
yeah.
you got some congruence
yeah.
going on here.
yeah.
Anyway, that, like, if you were to say to, I'm going to assume, the pastor of their church, right? So let's say you saw this woman or man who's the pastor, and you go, you're accepting of this child who's identifies as transgender. And then they go, Well, how far would we get not loving them?
Yeah.
How far would we get?
But also, who are we?
Right.
Like, who but, like, do we become?
How far would we get if we were like, you can't come to our church anymore?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you how far. You just get a part. That's all you would get.
Yeah.
You're going to stop loving this person or accepting this person if you go, well, we just don't tolerate that, so we cut them out of the church.
We don't tolerate
it. Where does that get you?
Like, it also comes from a place of people that fight for freedom and people that want small government, people that are like, yeah, you can't tell me to wear a mask because I have rights. And then you immediately are like, well, what about, you know, like the LGBTQ plus community? Do you think that they have? Right. No, they don't. Right. And you're like, why does that decide? It's just giant ball of hypocrisy. Where I agree, when I looked at that letter and I thought, oh, the church is like supportive.
School,
that's such a great thing. Like,
the school's the same thing.
If someone's like, hey, look, I'm transgender, and just going, great.
Right.
Wouldn't it be such a great world where someone doesn't have to even talk about it? Wouldn't it be an amazing world when someone goes, hey, I'm transgender, and everyone's like, okay. Like, if I walk into a place and I go, hey, everybody, I'm a white straight male, everyone would go, who fucking cares? Because there's no conflict with it.
Right.
There's no, I'm not, there's no aggression towards me in terms of limiting my accessibility to everything. But if someone goes, hey, everybody, I'm transgender, and everyone goes, yeah, all right, that's
well, that's the thing, too. It's like
what
school,
a great world that would be.
Even the school, right? Like, I'm transgender, but like, great. Did you do the homework?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and just move it into this space of like, yeah, no. What we're talking about is like a utopia where everyone is like, but so accepting.
If we fall short of that, aren't we doing a little bit better?
We're definitely doing a lot
better. Andy Richter talked about it, right?
Yeah.
He's not gonna, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he was like,
he said, I'll never be anybody important. And we're like, Andy,
we're gonna
cut
that out. Because you are. But he was like, hey, if I'm just 3% better by the time, like, maybe I'll never reach 100% better, right, of mental health or what, you know, the context of what he was talking about at the time. But I think that's like, yeah, you just, like, if we just strive for that, like, man, you guys let all sorts of people come to your church.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, how far do we get with those people if we're...
Yeah. Because also the thing that we're doing,
like,
in here...
mean to them. How far where do we get?
Yeah.
Other than a part.
Yeah.
Where do we get?
Yes.
Because if that's who they are, that's who they're going to be. And if you're a person who feels, this is a personal choice for each person, but if you're a person who feels that your gender is fluid, then the church kicking you out or accepting you in really shouldn't have bearing on that, because you are you, right?
Yes.
But even school, so I have a family member who was born with physical and I'm trying, mental challenges, right? I don't even know if that's the right thing to say, but like a steeper learning curve maybe is a way to put it. And they found... thankfully, because, you know, we talk about this, and Nate, our buddy Nate Bargatze, talks about this in his special. Our generation goes through, like, we've kind of seen it all, right? And so we were young when the best toy you had was blocks, and the best toy you had was a Nintendo 64. We were, like, young when the best thing to do was stare at, like, glass to see, like, race the raindrops and stare at glass because the internet was on the other side of it. We've kind of, like, seen it all. But in that child's youth, they found that when they put them in a more, like, well, all of you guys kind of have these struggles, so we're going to put you in the same class together.
Yeah.
It, like, degraded their ability to learn and, like, pick up new things and feel and integrate it. When they did integrate them into the class, and maybe it took a little bit more patience or explanation or work, just being with people who weren't at that point identified, not that they didn't have their own issues, it, like, elevated them. Like, that acceptance and that integration, like, elevated their feeling, their emotions, their feelings.
Sure.
Like,
they felt included.
Yes. I know. Man, I feel like,
as opposed to excluded for these things that they are labeled as.
Right.
Instead, it was like, no, we're including you so that with your peers, you are given the same work, or you're given the same opportunity, or you're given the same chance to feel
you know, feel that you succeeded at something, or to feel what it feels like to fail at something, but you did it amongst other people, as opposed to being like, we're going to put you in a secluded space,
right,
and now you feel those things over there,
yeah,
because you're a part of a group, and this is your group. And that's I think that's the case literally in what we're talking about here of everything. When you take all these people and you go, yeah, but you need to be put into your group that you're in, it's you're doing a disservice to the natural evolution of how strong a society can be.
We would never have trail mix if people didn't, let's start mixing this shit up.
Shut the fuck, trail mix. I wish that was your thing. You're always taking it to trail mix.
Okay, that's good.
And you know what's good with trail mix is a nice swaller of liquid death.
I'm taking this in a broader sense. When Jenna asks us, what do you miss from the 80s and 90s, like differences between then and now? And I guess I just talked about this with glasses and glass versus raindrops and the internet. And what were you sad to see go? I think about this when we're doing a big family get together in Rochelle, and a couple of my nephews are just straight up playing on a phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And part of me, I think to myself, I wonder what you'd be doing right now.
In 1988.
If there was no phone. I wonder what I'm not saying you'd be having as good of a time.
Yeah.
Because your experience, maybe you're playing a game with friends.
I think you would be, though. I think you look back, but you aren't sitting there going, God, I think I would have been happier as a kid if I had just had a smartphone.
But do you wonder how, and maybe this is a good thing, how much of our youth was us being so bored? And maybe that is a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
But don't you think we were probably way bored? That's a parenting tip.
That people talk about, when your kid's like, I'm bored, it's like, don't try to figure out a way to entertain them, because a part of life is being bored and going, well, what will you do? Daniel is bored. And if I go, well, then let's fix that. It's like, then Daniel puts it in his mind, it's Rory's job to fix, I'm bored, so what is Rory going to do to fix that? As opposed to, I'm bored.
What do you say when you're allowing your daughter to be bored? You just go outside.
It's been an ongoing process. Yes, because the kids are given these opportunities of she and I do play a video game. She and I do, we do allow her to have certain amounts of screen time. We do interact with her, but she's an only child. So there is moments where we feel, and we like it, where we like, hey, let's step up and be those playmates.
Sure.
You know, to hang out with our kid and you know, get into her imagination and foster that. And it's great. And every parent does that, whether they have one kid or not.
Right.
But the moments when it's time for us to take care of our stuff, which is truly one, it's chores or errands, which you just have to do, or it's you just need your space to hey, I just want to sit here and watch golf for an hour, and I got to do it for me. I want to go in the garage. I want to paint. I want to do me.
Well, I was going to ask you
a little bit.
Do you even think, even as adults, right, people that were our age 20, 30 years ago, we're way less bored than they were. We're not even getting enough boredom.
I think we are. I actually think we're in a worse position, because I think it's smartphones. I think it's social media. And I think it's this hey, I'm going to sit down and go to the bathroom. Might as well look at my phone the whole time I'm fucking doing it. Hey, I'm going to go and stand in line to get coffee. Might as well look at my phone while I'm doing that. Hey, I'm going to, the movie starts in 10 minutes. Might as well look at my phone.
Do you ever wonder this at a bar when you're waiting for somebody? What would I do if it was 1991 right now?
Yeah.
Oh, then we listen to some dope music.
Yeah.
But what would I do? And you go, I guess I'd start talking to the bartender.
But you know what does happen?
Maybe I'd take in this whole restaurant. I'd watch somebody spend 3 minutes trying to parallel park out the window.
Well, you know what used to happen, and not necessarily I'm saying this is a good or bad thing, but you might lock eyes with another person who's also just by themselves.
Right.
Because they're also looking around.
Right.
And that might be how you mean, and I don't even necessarily mean this romantically.
I don't think so.
And I might catch eyes and just be did you see the game the other night or whatever the fuck, or you got sure, and I say sure. something about sure. it, and then sure. suddenly we are just talking and we're interacting, and you go, oh, I wonder how many people were us too before I got here, and I just think these people are all here together, right. But they might not even be. Most of them might be I also came here by myself, but I locked eyes with this lady, and now we're chatting up a storm, and we're hitting it off, and we're going to go out on Friday. I think there was this element of the world now with our smartphones. There's this now the world's connected. And I think what happened as kids is that the world is so fucking massive. but it doesn't feel like it anymore. And because it doesn't feel like it because of these phones. And because of these phones, we don't interpret how massive and beautiful and unique the world is. Instead, we go, what is the information this thing is giving me about the world? And that's how I will inform myself of what the world is. And sadly, while some of that might be accurate and some of it might be very helpful and very beneficial, what you've taken away is 1988, Daniel and Rory, 8 years old, not knowing how big the world is, and right. not knowing the information that would dictate to them
yeah,
who
you
they
only
are.
Know your world.
Like
you
when someone know, says hate is show. Learned, it is learned.
Right.
Imagine if someone isn't teaching you that hate, and that goes in that sprawls out in every single direction with your fucking
of every
phone,
age too.
What you're looking at on Instagram, what yeah. you're reading on Facebook, what you're fed on Twitter, and we all know it. It's dictated to you. What you're going to end up seeing or what is going to come across your feed, where based on my feed, I think that's the world. And I think you're getting the same feed. And I think you are seeing the right. world the same way. That's what I greatly miss. I greatly miss someone being unable to get a hold of you. I greatly miss a landline that leaves an answering machine.
Yeah.
I greatly
that you
miss.
You get later.
Yeah, I greatly miss when we go, yeah, but then you miss these things. That's life. Life is missing these things.
Well,
I don't think my daughter would every day go, yeah, but now I'm bored. If she lived in a world that didn't have so much convenience of something to fire off the fucking shit in her brain to go, oh, that's fun. You know, when you
like her threshold for boredom.
Think about what goes off in your brain when you open your email and that subject line is possible booking.
Right.
Because we make our money that way. But you go, I wonder how much, I wonder where, this could be fun, this is leading, and it's firing
off.
Who
likes me?
But there's also times when it's just someone else, and it fires off again, and you read it, right. and you go, oh, this person's actually just telling me I owe them money. Like,
right. Oh, this
but
is booking.
You start
booking.
Off with excitement,
this is
and you're almost like, God,
hotel confirmation.
Yeah, I really wish it could go back to be, I know I sound like a fucking old man, but I'm not. I really wish it could go back to just maybe being the internet, and I wish to some degree...
Because we had that time where we had the internet, but we didn't have smartphones.
But you didn't know what it was.
Right.
Yeah. And you didn't
and also
care.
Like, even as people were like 2005, 2006.
Yes. It was great.
Were really, yeah.
Flip phones, texting at the most.
Right.
Yeah, it was
not
great.
Even like a good camera. You know, the thing I miss is the process of doing things.
Yeah.
Like I just went to the last Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
And that, whenever people talk about like, oh, I miss going to the video store and all that stuff, they don't talk about. And then I would hand them my card, and then I would get the movie, and then I would go home and watch it. No.
Yeah.
They talk about picking up your friend on the way to the Video Hub or
yeah.
Blockbuster
yeah, yeah.
and trying to pick out what you were going to watch and the smell of it in there. So in some ways, what we've lost is like the process of doing things
yeah.
or the planning, like you were
yeah.
saying, that like goes into them.
Yeah.
That like I tell you on Friday – do you want to go see Batman? And you go, hell yeah, dude. Can you believe it's going to be the dude from Mr. Mom? And I'm like, I know, but it's going to be awesome, right?
Yeah.
That's the only Batman that matters. And then...
And that's probably the only one we're ever going to be able to get on this show. I mean, let's be honest. Christian Bale's not going to do the podcast.
You think Clunes?
I don't see it. I just don't see it.
So, and then I get there, and if you're late, I got to wait. I got to be bored.
Yes.
Like, wait. It's just
yes.
the process.
Yes.
Because there's no other way for me to know.
And also... And also just the when people talk about how inconvenient things are, it's like I just there's something I like about that. Yeah. I like the fact that, you know, even if people say, well, it's harder to do stuff, but you end up in a space. You end up finding your smaller community that is more localized and around you. Because all it is doing is creating this separation. And I don't even mean with religious or political or socioeconomic situations. I mean it literally is separating people.
The
in
isolation
the sense,
of technological
well,
access.
Daniel's like going, hey, I live next door to you. Let's hang out. And I'm like, yeah, the thing I need
right.
socially, I'm actually getting it from my crew in here. And I'm not in a place to realize that half of these people aren't even real.
Like
I actually
bots.
Don't realize that
right.
they're not real. I don't realize that a lot of it's not real.
Sure.
But what is real is smashing this fucking phone and just getting to know you and your friends and you getting to know my friends and
sure.
branching out organically the way things used to be, like how you met people and how you interacted. I think there's, I think our world greatly lacks that. And I fucking,
can I ask you one more?
I hate it while also being a participant in the thing I hate.
Can I ask you one more? And you're like, no, these still exist. I feel like, I know that they still exist.
Yeah.
But for your daughter.
Yeah.
How much are commercials part of her life?
They're not at all.
Not at all.
Zero.
And you think about when we were little, the commercials, especially around Christmas time,
yeah,
were as, even the food commercials.
Yeah.
Everything was so cool and you wanted that. And that thing looked awesome. And now I feel like for kids now, something that's not here anymore is like commercials.
Yeah. They're
not watching. They
don't see commercials, but I will say everything has become a product. Everything. Any show that Elliot watches on Netflix that's brand new animated show, there's already a toy line ready to go. And
but
it's like, oh, your kid likes this?
It.
We already know it's going to be this
How
thing.
Does she know? There's no commercial.
People
how does
just,
she
it's all word of mouth. It's this for kids, it's the same way. You say, Rory, have you seen Severance? And there's a chance I go, I haven't even heard of that, but I have now. It's the same with Elliot, where she's like, and also when I surf Netflix to be like, yeah, you know, if she wants to watch something, I go, yeah, let's find something to watch. There are 400 new things all the time that she'll be like, oh, let me watch that. And kids can now, here's what's dangerous. I know we're going long, but the binging is something we couldn't ever do. And
sometimes
it
would be a two-parter.
But it kept you on a rhythm of doing something else. Whereas, like, if my daughter goes, I really like this show, I'd actually really like to watch all 12 episodes right now. You and I never got that option.
It's indulgence.
We didn't have that.
Not only is it indulgence, it's the ability to get it.
Yeah. Kids will have to learn. If you think we have it hard in terms of figuring out how to discipline ourselves, we came out of the 80s when I think food changed drastically. And our lives have been, I don't think our parents have had it the same way in terms of figuring out how to discipline their lives with food. Because I think they didn't start food-wise the way we started.
No,
I think they might have had less chemicals.
Yeah.
We started at fucking processed chemicals shit. And it's been the whole time. And we have had to discipline ourselves. Am I now going to be the person that listens to organic? Am I now going to be the person that listens to a vegetarian lifestyle? And am I going to be the person that actually says sugar actually is very bad for my fucking body? And you either decide or not. I think our kids will have less of that with food because a lot of them will be influenced by what we now know is a proper diet. And Elliot is already much healthier as a kid than I ever was.
Yeah.
But I never had to learn the screen world and how to discipline myself through the screen world. She will have
That's
to learn how to do
I
that
say.
Because you're either going to become a zombie or you're not. And I think a lot of it depends on where you live. I talk with Daniel all the time about leaving Los Angeles. You know, there's an element because being like, I want to go to Colorado because maybe I can get more outdoors and go, let's go rock climb. Let's go hike trail. I mean, that's available in LA as well, but it's a matter of figuring out how to influence your kid to go, we have to separate from this thing and just get in it every now and then. I look at it like a hot tub. A hot tub is fucking awesome,
so
and you always want to do it.
So
but you don't want to do it every day, and you don't want to do it for 5 hours.
Fuck that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, you're 100%.
Or if someone goes, you know, I feel good when I get out of the sauna.
You don't
it's like,
do, you don't
you want to be in there more than 20
right.
minutes.
Exactly.
And so you've got to go, how do you get what you need out of your thing and go, all right, I got to get my endorphins from other things. Right. And luckily, you know, that's why I push sports on my kid a lot. We had it with sports growing up. Sports and playing outside, because we didn't have screens, was a big deal. But we did have Nintendo, and we could have easily sat and played Nintendo for a long time if our parents would have, like, let us. My parents were – I wasn't even told, you can't play Nintendo. I loved playing outside and sports
but
and playing basketball.
A lot of Nintendo too.
And playing – I did
especially
as well.
In the winter.
But I took myself – away from it because I was like, I want to be outside.
Yeah.
And I want to fucking go to the creek and I want to run around the woods with my friends and do crazy shit.
Yeah.
So,
okay, very last thing.
Yep.
But then I always think about this, that scene from Pretend It's a City.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman asks,
I need to rewatch that.
The woman asks Fran, she's like 22 or something. She goes, I have a super, super young sibling.
I remember
like
this,
4 years old. And I just worry about her because she's on an iPad like all the time. She knows more about using an iPad than even I do. And I just wonder, like, she's not going to be a real person. Like, what do you say to these kids that aren't going to be real people? And I'm paraphrasing. And Fran goes, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe she is going to be
It'll be what, great. She said maybe it'll be great.
Yeah, what is her society going to ask of her? If everybody's measured by how good you are on the iPad, she might be one of the best people in our world.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the rules are going to change. So by the rules, they're going to be better. We just still, we were raised with different rules trying to function in a new one.
Yeah.
And we lament all these things. When I get to the cabin and somebody's like, I don't think my phone works here. I'm like, you fucking lucky.
Yeah.
You lucky ass.
Yeah.
And then they're like, whoa, but... I love this.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great letter.
Agreed.
Great letter.
Okay, Jenna, we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk
and Rory Van Scoble.
Sounded like we were computer
shutting
down. That
was so peaceful.
Or turning on. PC.
Both.
Get out.
You.
Get out.
I'm the guy who does
get
it.
Get out.
Yeah, you. And I still don't pick up that you want me to leave.
Go. Yeah, go. Yeah. Get out.
I get you.
A couple quick announcements.
What is it, Roar?
Two of which matter heavily to our listening audience.
Deeply about yourself that I don't even know. You're like, this is our last episode. Yeah.
This is going to be it. I found another show.
In the break, I talked to Liquid Death. I'm starting up a podcast with them.
I'm really laying into pencil buds. Which we haven't done in a while. Well, but Daniel and I will be in Texas. Surprise, surprise. Surprise. I don't know how many live shows we've done in Texas. I'm willing to say almost all of them.
Yeah, pretty
definitely
much.
90% of them.
Atlanta and Denver, I think, and LA, I think, are our
San Francisco.
Only
Clusterfest. One of our best. I don't know if I count it. That was a dry run. But Daniel and I are doing stand up at Moon Tower, and we're doing a live pen pals with a very special guest to be announced. TBA.
You think we'll have a guest?
No.
But if we do,
subject to change.
I know. Who could we get in Houston?
Then we're going to be in Houston in May. What are the dates
for
May?
I was thinking Moon. Yeah, you're talking about Moon Tower.
Moon Tower in Austin.
Oh,
and then Houston is when?
The 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's the Come and Take It Comedy Festival.
May. Yeah. Stand up.
If you go to Secret Group HTX or probably my website,
you're not going to go to mine. I need to update it. I might update it. This might be the first thing I throw on there. This is the first thing that I'm actually doing. But Moon Tower is April 21st.
It is the
21st, 22nd,
23rd, and 24th.
Moon Tower Comedy
Festival.
It's
a lot more days, but that's kind of the second weekend. The final weekend is when we're going to be
there. If you're in Austin or you live in Texas, look it up because there's actually, I think, 2 weeks worth of comedy
shows.
Oh, it's
one of the best. But we'll both be doing stand-up there and live pen pals, and then we will both be doing headlining sets at Come and Take It.
Yeah,
I'll have a show. You're going to have a show.
Yep.
We'll probably do a show together.
And
obviously
pen pals
we're going to do pen pals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to wear tuxes.
No, we're not wearing tuxes. Okay. You know, that chapter is closed. Jacoby and I are...
Wait, are you guys on the outs?
We're on the outs. I just... Fuck him.
Well, ever since he got back into the bass, he's a different guy.
Ever since he started his band, it just felt like suddenly we're not his band.
I know.
I'm sorry, we're not your band?
I know.
And then he opened a hotel and it was like, oh, I'm sorry, were we not going to open a hotel together?
The Lucerne?
The Lucerne. That's free advertising, Jacoby. If you want to send us some scratch, this is how we become wildly desperate. Look, obviously, Jacoby's not paying us to do this advertising. It'd be nice if he did, but
like,
the Lucerne.
What is this check for Daniel?
Yeah,
and
why
Mary?
Are you sending them $5,000?
What do you mean, the people we let take over our house?
Yeah, and be around our children?
I love those kids.
That's Jacoby's fault.
Okay.
Keith is a normal.
All my
real
stuff's
person.
At DanielVanKirk.com too, because I'm doing Atlanta and like Charleston and Savannah.
You got a whole
San Antonio.
You got a whole
and
thing.
I think Dallas and New Orleans and Lafayette.
It's too much.
Everything's at DanielVanKirk.com.
It's honestly too
Come
much.
Come give me a goddamn letter.
It's too much.
Is it?
It's a lot. It's so many
Says
dates.
The guy who went to Canada for 4 months.
I'm still honestly mentally, I'm still there.
Okay, good.
I never came home.
Let's do another letter.
Here we go.
Oh, what are you, a magician?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think we'll ever get who is 71, not 72, correct?
We have gotten it right.
We've nailed it?
Yeah, we have. Wow. Am I wrong? We have gotten it right.
Well, who would know? I know.
Well, Alyssa keeps track of all that stuff.
No, I doubt it.
Shanley said the first one was Alice Cooper, and you got it dead on, and that's what started the whole thing.
We've never gotten it right since.
You know what I love? We forgot, so we really got to celebrate. That released endorphins again for us.
Yeah, and that's like an email.
Yeah.
And that's a Twitter. That's a like on Instagram. Wishing the wishes you make will come true.
This was
Double wish written in by
our
fellow friend. And the happiest birthday to 6-year-old you.
Hey,
enjoy.
Just so you know,
XOXO.
You read it out loud to everybody. You read the card out to everybody. So did it feel that weird?
Oh, God.
Welcome to Rochelle.
Dear Jay and Brian.
Is that really what it says?
Yeah. I actually really love it. I feel like Jay is like, well, it's three letters.
Some
so
people call me Dan, even though I haven't asked them to. So that kind of lines up.
I know. And three letters. Brian. It's
second
like,
letter is a vowel. A.
Hashtag we are the what do you think that says?
Hashtag we are the crab feast.
We are the crab feast. So just so everyone knows, this is an example of why the handwriting.
Jay and Ryan.
Jay and Ryan.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're neither of those, so I don't even care about it anymore.
We are the hashtag we are the crab feast. yeah, just to be clear, really, really focus on that handwriting when you send us anything through snail mail, because we can't read in general. Y'all fools, crack me up and make life beautiful. I know traveling makes it tough, but do you clidiots, cackling idiots, feel
that feels
it does,
gross.
It feels gross. Like to garden. XOXOXO. Alex Ulrich. P.S. I broke my toilet last night when I tripped pulling up my under drawers and fell into the basin. Weird word.
Do you think that means cracked it?
Like literally
fell into it.
Is
and
the
then
basin?
It broke
what
the
is
porcelain?
The basin? The actual
That's
bowl.
That's where our water
That's
is.
That's the bowl.
Yeah.
That's where the poop. You're gonna drop the poop in there. Is that right? Oh, you're a pee only guy.
I just don't know. I don't. We don't need to. Like, we know.
Well, you know, my wife and I.
No one cares about this except for me and Brett Goldstein, and we want you to stop. You're wild. Can we just call it a basin?
You know how many people wrote and supported me saying you're a normal person?
First of all, if they agree with you, of course they feel the same way as you.
Yes.
If they're living their life like you, wouldn't it be insane?
Freely
wouldn't it be
and
insane
open.
If they were like, my wife and I also talk about our poop play. And you know what? You're gross, Rory. That
poop,
would be like,
hold on. Let's be very clear. Poop play is not shitting in front of each other. That means that's very hands-on. It's disgusting. What you're picturing
don't
is
judge.
Disgusting.
Don't judge those kinks. Don't judge those kinks.
Poop play.
I'm not going to let you kink shame.
We get into poop play every now
Stop.
And then. We do it around Christmas.
Can we go back to somebody pulling their underwear up?
Scale of
1
to 10. Where does clidiots fall for you? Cackling idiots. Clidiots. Here's the problem. You're putting an L after that C.
Right. And the D sounds too much like a T. So it sounds like clitiots.
Clitiots.
Right.
Which I'm actually more okay
sounds
with
Sounds like
that.
A ska band.
Yeah. We're the clidiots.
Yeah.
Do you garden? Have you ever gardened? What's where?
Well, hold on.
Where
you're
are you at?
Help
with garden?
Me figure this out. Do you think they actually fell under the toilet and broke the bowl?
Yes.
It has to
broke
be
my
that,
toilet
right?
last night when I tripped pulling up my underdraw. First off, Alex, you gotta fucking slow down.
I was gonna ask you this.
Slow
you
down.
You just made me think of this when you re-racked it. You ever in the shower have a moment?
Oh, I have a big question.
Where you go? Whoop. And if you didn't just. The right,
brace.
The right on the right hand at the right place on the wall,
yes.
Or just a
Many
quick
times.
Little, I'm sorry, like a yeah. quick little weight shift where you go, oh, that's how you fall out of the bathtub
yeah.
and hit your head on a counter.
Yes.
And it just.
And then you invent the flux capacitor.
There you go.
Here's what I'm realizing.
You said you have a big question.
Yeah. So if he's getting up, if he's pulling up his underdrawers, that You're means he one. Was he was doing a little poop play.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or
do you think
sitting to pee? Haven't we established we both enjoy a good pee?
I bet it's poop. I bet he's pooping. Ugh. Do you think he has flushed before
I
breaking the basin?
I was just gonna ask you this. Do you ever
is poop all ever, over the floor?
Do you ever give yourself a one-timer before you even get up?
I only do it as a courtesy in other locations. I will do a courtesy flush.
Like, let's get this out of the room. Let's get this out of the room.
I'll be like, we don't need this. Get this out of here ASAP.
Do you flush when you walk up to a urinal?
No.
I do almost every time.
Why?
Just to, I don't know. I think something about, like, you got running water, you're just gonna kick into gear a little bit faster.
Huh. That's interesting.
I don't know why I created that.
That's interesting. You like the noise. This. The noise is so comfortable. This.
When there's no flushing thing.
Yeah.
And then you're staring at it, right?
Oh, you mean the electronic one?
Yeah, you're staring at whatever it is, right? It's always got to be electronic. But have you noticed they've hidden, it looks like a bolt, but you can push it.
Yeah.
Why are we hiding it?
I know. Why not just show it?
We all know it.
Yeah.
They just didn't want the, like, one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I guess if I was in a shared space and I was like, hey, I'll clean this out of here before I get up. But never, can I ask you one very personal question?
Always.
I hate myself for even asking that.
I don't. Go for it. My wife and I shit in front of each other, Daniel.
I know, but we're not married yet.
But, I mean, what do you think is going to be so extreme I can't answer this?
Do you stand to wipe?
Do I stand to wipe? No.
There was a guy in college.
Like that you're sort of whispering as though if he were to hear this podcast, he may not hear it if you whisper.
You know, it's all shared to wipe in the dorms.
I don't know that standing to wipe makes any sense.
In the dorms, it's all, you know, it's just, it's
he stood
bathrooms.
To wipe.
And I'd walk in sometimes and he'd see his feet down there and he's stood up, he's turned around facing the toilet and I was always like, what's going on in there?
What's going on?
But he was standing.
You okay?
That's always
you're
the
right,
tone.
Bud?
That's the tone. You okay? Standing to wipe. I don't either.
I don't think it makes any sense.
Do you do wipe wipes? Like cleansing wipes? Do you ever do those?
Oh, like wet wipes?
Yeah.
You know, we should.
I think so, too.
As people, I mean. But the problem
is... everything about the bidet and the flushing.
I know. They're not good for flushing. They're actually really bad
no,
for
you
flushing.
You got to put those
so
right
it means
the...
you got to put them in a trash can. Right. And now that trash can's just got your shit... on a wet
also,
napkin in the trash can of a bathroom, which is, that's not an industrial
but
trash
also
can.
Like,
that's a wicker basket.
But also, like, who cares? Like, especially if it's got a lid on it. So what?
What if it doesn't have a
it's
lid?
It's all garbage anyway.
What if it doesn't have a lid?
We'll get a lid.
It's an Oscar the Grouch style trash can. It's just hard metal that you've thrown it into.
I'm still hung up on the fact where I realize I almost just really fell. And I'm glad to hear that I'm not alone in that, where you're like,
what, in the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially like...
No, it happens. It's going to happen more and more. The older we get, it's going to happen all the time.
It's amazing that they don't have, like, around, like, stomach, sternum level, like, a railing that you just kind of... Just like your curtain, just like your shower rod.
That's just built into your shower?
You just kind of throw it up right across.
I mean, you can do that.
Of
course,
but I'm just saying, I'm surprised I haven't, like, encountered it more in my life.
It's probably smart to get out in front of that and just start doing that. Isn't it funny, like, when old people, like your grandparents, I mean, when they, like, fall? Like, I even think about my grandparents were like, oh, grandma, meemaw fell again. There's my natural instinct is to, like, fucking come on. Rory. Like, my instinct is not, well, she's older, and that's what happens. Right, instead, right. I go, what were you doing? So, what's your problem?
I don't know if I've ever told this story, and I kind of feel like I told myself I never would because I'm going to technically
you don't have
it.
To. You don't have to tell it.
Rosemary came to visit me a couple years ago.
Go on.
And we were in a parking garage, and we walked from the parking spot almost all the way to the stairs or the elevator that we would then take down, right?
You were taking her to a movie, and you're at the Arclight Cinedome.
I did take her to a movie, and it was an Arclight.
Do you want
to
know why I knew that?
What?
Because I'm a fucking detective. Go on.
And so I go, oh, I forgot something. And so I turned to go back to the car. And then I'm walking back towards her, and she decides she wants to start walking towards me, which she has no reason to do because I'm going to the place where we're going to get an elevator. And she doesn't see that one of those cement blocks,
parking blocks,
parking block is right there. She takes two steps towards it, and then I watch her fall the way I'm sure you would watch, like, a toddler or any old person you love, but like your own child.
The reaction time is slow.
It's in slow motion.
Yes.
Dude, I'm not saying like I could have gotten drafted by the NFL, but the ground I covered as she was falling, and I still didn't get there in time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when she was okay. She had like a bruised knee.
A little
right?
scrape, yeah.
And it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
But when I watched her fall,
yeah,
even me thinking about it, like if I need to go to a heartbreak place,
yeah, yeah,
when we're acting or doing anything, that's all I need.
You picture that.
She's okay, and I'm telling you right now, and I'm still, like, I'm upset now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm upset about it.
Too many gin and tonics. What's her drink?
Screwdriver. What the
fuck? Too many screwdrivers, dude. Too many screwdrivers.
I bought her, like, a sugar.
Why were you starting the day with Bailey's screwdrivers with her? Christmas, she's on vacation, but she doesn't need that kind of vacation.
What do you mean? She was hammered when I picked her up off the plane.
Well, of course, she was on a plane.
Wait, sorry, you didn't even ask. We garden.
No. Anyways, great letter. I wish I gardened. I wish I understood it. It's probably a good time to learn it. You may have to really know it.
How satisfying must it be to eat a salad that you grew? A whole salad. Everything in the salad.
Sarah Schaefer gardens in our backyard. Jordan is also involved in that. And every now and then we're eating some of the stuff that comes out of that garden. But I got to say, I think a big part of me is like, you know, there's farmers that do this. I'd rather just go to the farmer's market and grab what they're doing and pay them because, one, I don't know what I'm doing, and also I just feel like the yield is just too low for what it takes in terms of all the water, all the time,
I look forward to having that time.
Someone goes, here's one head of lettuce, and you're like, I just didn't
have
months.
Okay, but let me ask you.
Months.
Is there a food item, a vegetable, that if you could grow would be the, like, if you had to pick one that you grew it and you eat it, you would be the most happy that you did it?
Yes, I already know it.
Which one?
Tomatoes. I love growing tomatoes. I think that's
dude, and you check them.
Yes,
you check them.
And also,
they're
not as
you
difficult.
Bend down and you show something else. You go,
yeah,
look at that, huh?
They're not as difficult. Also, because it's above ground, you're getting to like, oh, okay, it's coming in real nice. But also, it's a homegrown tomato. It is undeniable. The flavor is 10 times greater. Yeah.
You put that on a burger?
Instantly.
Like goddamn candy on a burger.
It's instant. You're like, oh. Like, to the point where when Scott was still here, he grew tomatoes in the backyard.
Yeah.
And he would just give us tomatoes. And I mean, I bit into tomatoes like I was eating an apple. And I was like, yeah, I'll finish this. I'll eat all of this. It tasted so good.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah,
I honestly think whatever one I would come up with, I'm gonna have to agree. Like, but the tomato's
because
cucumber, I think, would be great.
It's pretty satisfying.
Sweet potato, just the amount of things. Like, you like this casserole, sweet potato casserole?
Yeah, yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you could so many different ways you could do that.
Yeah, Jordan made tuna fish casserole recently. And forgot to put tuna in it.
So it was just fish casserole?
It was nothing.
I'm joking. Roar.
It was just casserole. It was casserole.
Just the fish then?
She serves it up to all of us. Scott and Sarah are in our house. They're eating. And she just starts laughing and sits down. And we all go, what's going on? She goes, I just realized I forgot to even put tuna in this. I was like,
it's still good?
I go, it was fine. It was just fine. Right. But Elliot loved it. Elliot goes, this is great. And look at Jordan. I was like, how do you, it's like if you said, guys, we're having steak, and you pull a thing off, and you go, oh, that's right. This is an empty plate, because I totally forgot to do the thing that is the thing. She was just laughing.
That is so funny.
Anyways, this is a great, great card.
But we don't garden, but we love it.
We don't garden.
I look forward to that. If there's ever a time in my life where that's what I have the time to do, I will.
Feel free to help us out on that Patreon if you're a Patreon member, and go ahead and fill us in on some more details about this toilet break, because
I would love that.
I got questions.
Great call. Great
and
call.
I mean, give us all the details. Did you flush before breaking? Were you sitting down to pee?
Yeah.
Had you already washed your hands? Because now you got to fix that, and you got to wash your hands again when you're done.
What
do you think happened?
They caught
the
underwear on the lid, and that threw them off.
That's what that's a great question. How did you fall?
You're just coming up from a squat.
Did you just go too fast? What was it? Also, how did you fall? Did you fall backwards? You think you sat quick and that broke it? That seems plausible.
Have you fallen recently?
I don't think so.
I fell like 3 times in like 2 weeks once.
Why?
No fucking idea. I was running at the indoor track in Rochelle. I know now we're all fancy. And I just tripped. I just straight up fell.
Well, that happens.
And then
that's not I'm standing still and I just fell.
Oh, no.
I could go on a whole tangent about this.
What?
I constantly believe.
About falling?
About falling.
Tell somebody to just send in a letter and then let's do it.
All right. Someone send us a letter about falling. You if you're a doctor.
Can you give me like a pin note so that I can help remind you of what your thing is, or you'll know right away?
Oh, I'll know right away.
Okay.
I'll know right away. This is such a great card, Alex. Thanks so much for sending it. Clidiots probably won't catch on. I'm not even willing to throw that out as a hashtag. Shanley can decide if he wants to or not. But Alex, thanks so much for sharing with us. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel
and Daniel Van Kirk. Pen Pals is produced by Lissa Rubin and engineered and mixed by Chad Bouchard. Our artwork was created by Jeffrey Tice, and our theme music is by Patrick Keenan of The Winter Sounds.
You can follow Pen Pals on Twitter and Instagram at The Pen Pals Pod. You can see all of that content thanks to Caitlin Bordini, who runs our social media.
Head to youtube.com/Daniel Van Kirk Comedy to watch these episodes absolutely free, and subscribe to patreon.com/penpals for only $5. You can listen to a follow-up letter every week, and you'll be the first to hear all upcoming Pen Pals news.
But the easiest way to support the show is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, and tell everyone you know about your two favorite cackling idiots. Hashtag grow the show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.